This is the first incident that Victoria and I were involved in with the pranking.
Pranking, is that what you call it? Vandalizing is what the criminal justice system calls it.
These friends fessed up.
You knew where you were going.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You were going to vandalize their car.
Yes, ma'am.
But their moms aren't on the same page.
She said the girls didn't do the damage.
You keep making excuses for bad behavior, and it's going to only get worse.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Melissa Suarez Patterson and Bruce Patterson are suing their son's schoolmates, 17-year-olds Skylar Nickel and Victoria Wilkin, and their mothers, Christina Nickel and Dawn Hitt Wilkin, for vandalism to their car.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 100 on the calendar, the matter of Patterson versus Nickel Hitt Wilkin.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Who are the parents?
We are.
Sit. You related to each other?
No, ma'am.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Patterson had their car egged and vandalized, and you had something to do with that. This is not funny. I don't know why you think it's funny. Whose mother is that? Yours. And what's your last name?
Wilkin.
Does your mother have a car?
Yes.
Does she work?
No.
How does she pay for her car?
My father works.
He works Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Gets up in the morning? Makes car payments, I assume, or
yes.
Work to save it up? How do you think he would like it if somebody vandalized his car?
He wouldn't like it at all.
How do you think your mother would like it if somebody vandalized her car?
She would not like that.
Well, you two girls, according to you, were involved in vandalizing their car. Now, you seem to think that you weren't involved in vandalizing their car, but you were there when it happened. You want to tell me about it?
Three friends and I continued.
Three friends. Names.
Victoria, Paige, and Riley, and myself. Mm-hmm. Continued pranking that was going on back and forth.
Pranking how?
Tagging each other's car with
what
markers.
What does that mean?
With markers.
What kind of markers?
Well, on my friend's car, Paige, it was permanent markers, according to her.
So that must have been pretty distressing. Now, what prompted you girls to be involved in pranking? Pranking, is that what you call it? Vandalizing is what the criminal justice system calls it. Vandalizing the plaintiff's car.
It was an ongoing thing with the tennis team.
They're not on the tennis team. You're not on the tennis team, are you?
No, ma'am.
What did they have to do with the tennis team?
Their son is on the tennis team.
What did that have to do with their car?
It was their son's car, ma'am.
How old is he?
17.
Well, he certainly, unless he's really very together, didn't purchase the car himself. So how were you involved in vandalizing their car?
I was there when the action took place.
Well, tell me when it started. Let's start with the date. What date?
January 27th.
Let's start all the way back. How did you get there?
Paige drove her truck with us in it.
Where did you meet Paige that day on the 27th of January?
We were already together. It was her birthday.
Where were you?
First we were at a movie, and then we went to Whataburger.
And when you were at Whataburger, about what time was that?
11.
11 p.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
And tell me about the conversation.
Decided to get...
Not decided. Who said what? I said, she said, Paige said. Who said?
Well, since Paige's car was vandalized, she said that she wanted to get Clay back.
Clay, that would be a child that you have?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so she wanted to get Clay back. Did one of you geniuses ask her, well, how do you know Clay was involved in vandalizing your car?
He admitted to it.
To whom?
To all of us.
So you were there when he admitted to?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Getting better. When did he admit it to you?
At school.
What date?
About a month before.
Where were you when he admitted it to you?
Near the gym, right outside the gym.
And where were you?
I was with him right outside the gym.
So I want you to tell me what Clay said to you outside the gym.
Well, we were asked him if he was the one who got Paige's car, and he finally said, yeah, I did it.
So you said to him, did you damage, vandalize, tag Paige's car?
Paige did.
And he said, yeah, I did it. So a month later, you all are celebrating a birthday at Whataburger. And it was Paige who said, I want to get him back?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that right? And what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I just...
You didn't say anything?
No.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything either. I was like, okay.
Well, saying okay is not saying nothing.
Yes, ma'am. Then I said okay.
Okay. But you didn't say anything?
No.
And so when you left Whataburger, you got into the car and you knew where you were going?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
You were going to vandalize their car?
Yes, ma'am.
And you got there and you did vandalize their car, because that was your conspiracy. The four of you were involved in a conspiracy to vandalize their car, because you could have left this conspiracy at any time by saying, I'm calling my mother, I'm going home. I'm not going to vandalize somebody else's car because somebody did it to your car and you didn't like it. Doesn't mean that it's right to do it to somebody else's car. So you could have left this conspiracy, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You chose not to. See how easy that is? So you're responsible. Now, was Paige ever arrested?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
Both Paige and Riley's parents agreed to take the matter and settle it with us. So
they
paid
their
portion. Yes, they did.
Did they?
Yes.
How much did you receive from each of those girls?
$125 each, $125 each.
Did you ever discuss that settlement with these young ladies' parents?
Yes,
that's not,
we did.
That's
okay.
And now you can stand up. Don't shout out, but now you can stand up next to your girls. Who did you speak to?
Don Wilkin.
That would be you?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you speak to her?
On the phone when we talked about the damages to our car, and she wanted to settle for a little bit less because she said the girls didn't do the damage.
Well, tell me exactly what the conversation was.
She just said that she was there, but since she didn't actually place the eggs on the car, she didn't feel like she was responsible.
Okay, so I'm here to tell her that she's mistaken. She is responsible. She's just as responsible if four people go to rob a bank and two of them stay in the car and two of them go in to rob the bank, and when they catch all four of them, they all go away for 25 to life.
Yes, ma'am.
All responsible.
There's a discrepancy in the damages.
Now, is that what you're questioning? Not your daughter's culpability, but the damages. Is that what you're questioning?
I'm questioning the damages, yes.
Great. I'd like to see your estimate for the damages. Was the car fixed?
Not yet.
No, ma'am.
Okay. So this is what you're talking about.
That's not the discrepancy I'm talking about in the damage of the car.
What's the discrepancy?
The discrepancy is that from day one, Skylar and everyone didn't put anything on the roof of their vehicle. And if she had damaged the trunk, she would have taken care of it from day one.
That's not the issue. You're not listening to me. I thought you understood. They're responsible for the whole thing, each one of them individually and the group together, so that in the event that the damage is $500, which is the lower of the two estimates, and if they only chose to proceed against one of the children, like your daughter,
okay,
who was there, who was part of the conspiracy, I would award them $500 against your daughter.
What I'm
now,
saying
I
is,
want you to understand that.
I understand
whether
that.
She put an egg on the car, whether she put an eyelash on the car.
And I agree. But what I'm saying is according to the Pattersons, there's been several incidents with their son going back and forth with other children. But in their incident, no one touched the roof of the car. We don't know if they had damage done to the roof of their car in another syrup incident that they claimed.
Just a second. How do you know nobody touched the roof of their car?
Because they were there.
Just a second.
According to her email. You got her email?
Not interested.
Okay.
I want you to start concentrating on this. They had no business being there.
I agree.
Period.
I agree.
End of discussion. They had no business being there. And if, unfortunately, the car had been egged previously and there was damage from a previous egging, and unless you have proof, some egg expert to say that this egg was done. Just a second. Bring me that witness, and I'm more than happy to hear your egg witness to testify
that egg was on
January 27th, but that happened on December 12th.
But what the statement says, if there was egg that was placed on the trunk and the roof, the consistency of the damage would be in both areas.
Listen to me carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
You keep making excuses for bad behavior.
No,
you're
going to
be making excuses for a long time, and it's going to only get worse.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I didn't slit her across the neck. I was just there. I sort of boxed her in, but I didn't do anything. You know how long they went away for? As long as I could send them away for.
And later today,
our relationship got a little rough when he got a girlfriend. She actually got a restraining order on me.
Was it something that had to do with your mom?
Yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Melissa Suarez Patterson and Bruce Patterson claim their son's schoolmates, Skylar Nicole and Victoria Wilkin, vandalized their car. The girls claim they committed no vandalism.
Okay, now what you should have done as parents is say, listen, you may think that this is all fun, but I have a car and I wouldn't like it if my car was vandalized. And if they can't control their kid to keep their kid out of trouble, I can control mine. So you did the wrong thing. I'm going to pay them what they say I'm supposed to pay them. And you two girls, get your behinds in gear and go get a job. And you're going to pay me back. That's what responsible parents do. Not bring me proof that says, well, this egg was a different consistency on the roof than it was on the trunk. And therefore, since the consistency was different, it was probably done at different times. That's ridiculous. That's not what parents who are raising their children do properly. They say, girls, may not have been as bad as they say it is. You may not have thrown the egg, but you were there and part of the conspiracy. But for the fact that you went with these two other girls, they may have said, we're not going there alone. We'll only go there if we have strength in numbers, if the four of us go together. But if you say, I'm calling my mom's going to come pick me up, I want no part of this, maybe I'll go home and the Patterson's car won't get tagged that night. Do you understand? This is not the kind of big deal that I used to be involved with gangs of kids. And somebody said, I didn't slit her across the neck. I was just there. I sort of boxed her in, but I didn't do anything. You know how long they went away for? As long as I could send them away for. Not the one with the knife. The ones who were there. The ones who gave comfort to those people who were doing the wrong thing, because there is safety in that kind of number. And as a responsible parent, you're not doing the right thing by making excuses. You each owe them $125. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I thought she was fair, and she let them have a piece of her mind.
They had gone out and retaliated against a boy that had been vandalizing girls' cars.
I would have told them not to be at all involved in any way, shape, or form.
It's retaliation from both sides. Victoria wasn't involved in the egging at all. They can do whatever they want. I can't control anyone else.
I guess I would say about the parents of these girls is that they're enablers.
Not a very good example.
I think that reality is always controlled by the most insane.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Dunn versus Gagliotti, step forward, please.
Dennis Dunn is suing his ex-stepson, 24-year-old Rocco Gagliotti, for the balance on a student loan.
Mr. Gagliotti, I'm going to start with you, sir. This was your stepfather.
Yes, ma'am.
And your mother and Mr. Dunn are divorced now?
Yes.
And they were divorced when?
About 4 years ago.
You have siblings?
Yes.
How many?
Just one.
How old?
She's 14.
And that's your daughter?
Yes.
When your mom and Mr. Dunn separated, there was a decision made that you would stay and live with him?
Yes.
Got along with him?
Yes.
And when you had to go to college, you needed someone to sign a loan for you?
Yes.
And he said he would do that?
Yes, ma'am.
How much did he sign?
It was an $18,000 loan.
And you said you would pay him back?
Yes.
And you did pay him back some?
Yes.
How much did you pay him back?
I paid over $9,000.
And that was from working?
Yes.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Proud of you. Wish most college students paid back their loans in that kind of time frame.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My sense is, from everything that you've told me, that he's a pretty decent guy.
He's a very good guy. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have my career.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dennis Dunn says, ex-stepson Rocco Gagliotti owes for the balance on a student loan. Rocco claims his ex-stepfather's fiancée is to blame for the lawsuit.
Now, over what period of time did you pay back the $9,000?
It was over about 2 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was rough. Rough, yeah.
Okay, that's terrific. And during the time you paid back that loan, to Mr. Dunn, were you living in his home?
Yes.
Was he charging you rent?
He had me do work around the house.
Was he charging you rent?
Yes.
How much?
It was...
No, seriously, I want you to... if you have to think about how much rent he was charging you, then I have a question as to whether he was charging you rent. Did you pay him a certain amount every month for rent?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so you were living with Mr. Dunn rent-free. Did you pay him utilities?
No, ma'am.
Did you eat in the house?
Yes.
Did you buy food?
No.
So he was providing you with room and board, and you were working, and while you were working, you were paying him back for this college loan. Did you finish college?
Yes.
Graduated in 4 years?
I took a year program at a trade school in Ohio.
Great. And you found a job in that field?
Yes.
That all sounds like a success story. But there's still $9,000 to go on that loan. And Mr. Dunn says that you've stopped paying that. You say, well, you paid him back for things that you did around the house.
Yes.
But there's a piece here. So what's your first name?
Rocco.
Rocco, there's a piece here that suggests to me that this has something to do with Mr. Dunn not paying his alimony anymore and his child support, according to you. So you went home or back to your mother's house.
Yes.
And at that point, stopped paying him back the money.
Yes.
Well, why did you stop paying him back the loan?
Because our relationship got a little rough when he got a girlfriend, and we don't really talk anymore. And she actually got a restraining order on me, and that's when I got served by him in court for this judgment.
Was it something that had to do with your mom?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Her and my mother didn't get along, and my mom just wanted to be in my sister's life and talk to her, and she tried to get a restraining order on my mother.
No, I don't understand, but what does that mean? She didn't want...
I have full custody of our daughter.
Yes.
You do?
Yes. She lives with me.
And how long has she lived with you?
Well, ever since she was born.
So Mr. Dunn did not stop sending your mother child support because there's no reason for him to send her child support. She doesn't have custody of a child.
She did have custody, and I believe they went to court and got it sorted out. I don't really know too much on the matter.
He doesn't have to send child support if he has custody. So he didn't stop sending child support to your mom.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Mr. Cagliotti, there has to be a reason, which I don't have to go into now, which because it's not important, but there has to be a reason why Mr. Dunn has custody of his teenage daughter and his stepson, who's not his biological child, chose to stay with him rather than going with his mother. There's got to be a reason. And my sense is, from everything that you've told me, that he's a pretty decent guy.
He's a very good guy.
Who's got to be paid back his money. You still living with your mother?
No. I'm working and living in Chicago. My company has me put up in a hotel by the job site.
Great. You have a good job?
Yes, ma'am.
Terrific. He helped get you that job?
Yeah. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have my career.
Okay. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He makes a lot of money. He's a union iron worker, so I knew that he would be good for it.
But he burned through it all.
What is he doing with all the money? What do you do with your money? I'm just curious, Mr. Bell.
Next Judge Judy.
I think she made the right decision. I'm very thankful she did.
I'm glad that my fiancé got the money that is owed to him.
He remodeled his house, and when I was out of work, I did all the work around the house.
He is a man-child, a liar, a troublemaker, a drama queen, and he has threatened me.
She kind of has control of him.
Partially my fiancé and him not getting along.
He's kind of changed who he is ever since she came into his life.
He felt he wasn't welcome at the home because, you know, I didn't want him unannounced anymore, you know.
She made up a story saying I assaulted her when I went to go visit my sister on her birthday.
My restraining order expires on July 27th of this year, and I will be going back in on July 26th to get it renewed.
She was trying for a two-year restraining order, judge kind of saw through her story and just gave it 6 months and was sorry with me because she gets to stay away from me.
At some point we can reconcile, I would imagine.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't have a need for somebody like that in my life. I have good people in my life.
He's been in my life since I was like 5.
I just want to learn it. You know, you do need to repay your debts.
Hope that our relationship gets better now that this is out of the way.